Okay, I'm gonna do a quick video, okay. So anyway, before I do this quick video, right, I just want to let you know that the next episode that I'm going to release, right, is going to be a very mind-blown, very interesting episode. I'm gonna share with you a very special experience that I gone through in January. Why I cannot share in this episode? Because the time is not right. 时辰还不对, you know? So when everything is completed, everything is finished, then I will share. But this episode, there's some things that I want to touch on. So the first thing I want to touch on is if you follow my channel long enough, I always say that cannot say I always, but you if you follow long enough and every start of the year you watch my video, you will roughly get a little bit of very amazing knowledge on the property market. So this year, I call it the late CNY year. Okay, late CNY means a late Chinese New Year lah. I don't know if you all remember, there was a year that Chinese New Year was also around February 20 year for something. So that year also a late CNY year. Normally late CNY year are very special one because late CNY year, generally the property market will have a very sudden movement. Okay. This one I don't want to go too deep into it. But let's say the year CNY is in January, Chinese New Year is in January, then normally the property market don't move much. Okay, don't move much. So every year, I will go and check when is the Chinese New Year, when is the 7 month Go Festival, when is the school holiday. I will go and check all these dates so that I already strategize for my customer and I already know what is going to happen beforehand so that I can give them the correct advice. Okay, so that's point number one. Point number two. Okay, point number two, I want to y'all, if you join my Telegram group, wow, very good lah. You'll see a lot of funny thing happen. Okay, so recently, the news, the Straits Time, I think this is on the when what date? I also forget already leh. Should be on the 26th Jan. Today is 29th Jan. Okay, I try to edit the video and go up on the 29th or 30th Jan. The Straits Times come out this article, too good to be true, bait style listing being used by some property agents to lure buyers. If you watch the last episode, you will know that actually I talked about this already lah. You know, it came out in the newspaper, I talked about this and I share a lot. Then this article Straits Times say they went to call some agent and realized that like they put 2.33, then later on they say it's actually need 2.4 to close. I can only say this is a very bad ethics because you give the wrong information. But again, you come and think about it is this a noob move? Is this a noob move? Okay, noob move meaning like newbie move lah. You know why I say this? Because today if I am a 2.3 million budget customer and I call you because you advertise 2.3, then you tell me need 2.4 to close. So actually, am I willing to pay for this property? I am not leh, because I'm 2.3 million property buyer mah. I'm not 2.4 million. Okay, some of you will say, Aaron, it's only 100,000 and all this thing. Guys, I just want to tell you, in property market, price is very sensitive one. The numbers may, it's 100,000. 100,000, you know people have to work how long just to earn 100,000 or not. It may not be a big thing to you, but it's very price sensitive one. You know, I don't want to argue with some of the comments, you know why? Because I've been here 17 years. I know what is important, what is sensitive, what is not, what works, what don't work. So I don't need to go and explain further lah, because I have this secret vault at the back of my mind, this database where I accumulate 17 years of experience to understand what work and what don't work in the industry, okay? So why you post this kind of advertisement, price wrong, then the buyer come. The only thing I can think of is they want to get direct buyer. Okay? But again, direct buyer, I don't know lah. Singaporean nowadays so stupid, man. Like you call this agent put 2.3, tell you want 2.4, then ask you whether can show you other unit or not, and you were like, oh, okay, please show me. You were like that, man. Why don't you just go and get an agent? There is no difference from you getting a professional agent like Aaron, then go and call another agent and unknowingly you engage the agent. Why don't you be very straightforward? You engage Aaron and you know Aaron very good. Then you engage Aaron, then you start the whole journey correctly. Why do you want to unknowingly or unconsciously engage somebody while you are inquiring for a property? I don't understand this, okay? So, I don't see what's the purpose of this lah, okay? But again, this is for resale. This is for resale. But you see, when one of the guys got warning from the CEA, from the government, if I'm not wrong, I did heard it's not on resale one. It's on new launch. So I feel that this article, the direction is not very correct lah. Because I don't see what's the purpose of the resale, doing this move in the resale market. Because this move on the new launch market will be very different. Imagine today this launch called ABC Residence. Then the property minimum is actually 1.5 million, but you put 1.4 million. So a buyer goes to Property Guru. Of course, he wants to find the best deal, right? He'll call the 1.4 million. You are lower than anybody else. He'll call you. Then you tell him, oh, sorry. Maybe there's a mistake, or maybe the developer changed price. I don't know what kind of excuses you can think of. Then you say, why not? I give you more info. I show you all the units. Then you can consider from there. Eh? Okay, leh. You know, if you look at in this direction, there's no problem because it works. If you ask me, it works on the new launch because you are able to give all the new launch information to this new launch buyer just because you post the lowest price. But it doesn't work in the resale market. You know, it doesn't work in the resale market. Okay, so I don't know lah. I feel that this article, I don't see the purpose. Okay. Okay, while I'm driving, I got this thought. Okay, why I say that it doesn't work in the resale market? I'm not saying that it totally doesn't work in the resale market, but I feel that, okay, I want to emphasize on this. You know, later, sure got all the warrior, keyboard warrior happen on, I tell you. Okay, so I want to emphasize and explain. Because in the resale market, right, if you really have a unit for sale, and your owner want 2.4 million, and you post 2.3 million or 2.33 million, how will your owner feel? How will your owner think? I really don't think that the owner will be very happy about it. So I feel that those people that post such advertisement in the resale market is either they don't have a unit available, it's a fake advertisement, or the house belongs to them. Or maybe the house belongs to the relative or to the friend, not really serious in selling one. I can only think about that direction because if I'm the owner and you take my unit, I want 2.4, you put 2.3 million, then I will ask you why you do that, what? Like, huh? Why you do that, I want 2.4 leh. Can you change the advert price? I will tell you that, ma. So this is also one of the reasons why I feel that in the resale market, right, it doesn't really work that beautifully. So what I know is the way people do it is mostly advertising new launch. And these people get caught off. It's because the developer angry. The developer say, hey, why this agency, why you anyhow post like that? Hey, why this agency, why you anyhow post like that? So the developer went to make a complaint. So that was what I heard behind the scene. I may be wrong, disclaimer to you lah, but I just want to share a little bit more so that y'all understand how this thing actually happened, okay? Then, the next thing, I'm going to share with you more interesting things that is happening in the market, okay? More shit that is happening in the market. So, technically, two of my clients share with me two very interesting things. One client, he's staying in an apartment. Apartment is a condo, but there's more lesser units, maybe 70, 100 units. Then he told me, Aaron, do you know there is an agent that actually came and put a letter at my doorstep, and actually all my neighbors received the letter. So the letter was stating that, hi, I'm who, you know, I have a buyer. You know, we call this the abeng letter. I don't want to put the letter because the agent's name is Dan. Frankly speaking, this is a big no-no and is kind of illegal. Why? Because the apartment is private property. So the agent is not supposed to go in and put flyers at people's door. But I know this kind of apartments, they may not have security guard. But they still have intercom and everything. So somehow this agent managed to sneak in lah. Don't know how lah. Okay, so the agent didn't pay anybody to drop ah. As in, didn't send by mail one. It's door to door, okay? He says, I have a serious buyer keen on buying this area. What lah? Can I check if you are selling the unit lah? Please advise and call me back. This is called Abing Flyers, okay? Our term 17 years ago is called Abing Flyers. Then she still put her name, blah, 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 like that, okay? So, I'm quite shocked, eh? Wow, to the extent that agent actually try to do this in a private property, you know, it's illegal, you know, anybody, any of the owner that's unhappy, take this letter, take photo, send to CA, this agent is gone. Any owner take this, send to the MCST, the agent will be banned. I ever see agent's name, agent's photo at a guardhouse one, being banned from entering this condo. So this is a big no-no. Second shit that is happening, I got a client, okay, he's selling this HDB flat. Then he bought the recess area. So, because he bought the recess area, right, we will have take photo of the recess area and advertise. So, the photo of the recess area and the plants is being exposed, lah, meaning that you show to public. You know what happened? My owner tell me, Aaron, I received a lot of flyers and letters, but my neighbor didn't. So, he says that he suspect that this agent, I look at the photo, identify and try to undercut me, meaning like try to ask my seller, hey, why not you let me sell, you know, like hope that one day I cannot sell, or like my exclusive end already, then the owner or change agent can consider them. So they targeted my owner's unit. So they went to look at my photo, then look at the balcony, they're like, this unit is selling one, then they keep throwing and keep throwing and keep throwing, okay. You know, that's what happened. I don't know. I don't think this is not ethical, but this is like as the agent that is selling, I'm like, whoa, next time I better don't show the outside. Because you show the outside, people will try to do this kind of thing. So very dangerous. My client has a lot of trust in me, lah. You know, this is the kind of relationship and the kind of business that I do with my customer. First of all, we work on trust, we work on quality. We work on information and knowledge. So I help them, I provide them a lot of knowledge. You know, I make sure that I gain trust and rapport throughout the whole process by being truthful and honest. So a lot of these customer, they dare to share this with me and also let me experience the other side of the property market that I don't see. So, okay. I remember already. Okay, third thing. Okay, I think a lot of people are called Costa Cabana, this Pasir Ris EC, frankly speaking, if you ask me, I gotta say that it's a not too bad project. Okay, it's not a not too bad EC. Actually, I think that it's quite good. But unfortunately, I think the sales is not very high. But I think it's pretty normal because at Auto Place, the sale on the launch day wasn't very high also. And then later on, it slowly get better. You know, everyday people buy and all these things. So Costa Cabana got sold as of today. It's already after launch. But the last few days, still got people buying. Sold about 67.11%. Still got 32.62%. I just want to let you all know that a lot of people is arguing that the government should increase the income ceiling for buying EC, but actually, frankly speaking, I see this differently. Okay, so I'm going to go into the, I'm going to share with you why I see this differently. Okay, but first of all, I just want to share with you in this condo, there is still a lot of units that's available, and some of the units are as low as 1.505 million. Then the bigger units are also available. So if you're interested, you can call me. I can give you the whole price list and also do the calculation for you. I think this is quite a good EC. Okay, basically you are just opposite downtown East Mall, shopping center mall. Okay, so it's quite a good EC. So if you can buy, you have the funds, you're eligible, give me a call. I will help you up. Okay, now I'm going to share with you why I think the government shouldn't increase the income ceiling. Okay, guys, you know, in the whole sales chart, in Costa Cabana, there is 22 five-room flat, five-bedder premium. All 22 units sold. Okay, all 22 units sold. Okay, I'm going to share with you the secret, all 22 units sold. Okay, next, there is 68 four-bedroom premium plus study, also very big. Okay, also very big. 68 units, 55 units sold, left 12 only. Then we talk about all the big ones. Four-bedder premium plus flexi 48 units, also. Okay, so the leftovers are what? The leftovers are the three-bedroom deluxe, 872 square feet. 46 units, sold only 17. Three-bedroom premium, 139 units, sold only 28. 165 units, sold only 115. Guys, if you look at this chart, right, can you tell me why I need to increase the income ceiling? I don't understand. If I increase the income ceiling, does it mean that more of these big and expensive units will sell out faster? What's the point? So if you are the government, you look at this today, right, there's no point in increasing the income ceiling. But there's one thing that you can help, okay? Because a lot of these people, right, if their income ceiling is below 16, right, they are not able to afford the 3-bedder deluxe or the 3-bedder premium or the 3-bedder study or this thing. It's all because of one thing. One is their loan amount. The other one, down payment cannot help lah. Down payment is bo pian one mah, you know, everyone is fair. So you need to work hard, have the money. But if your loan is higher, if you can get 75% loan, then you don't need to be afraid of the down payment mah. The down payment will be 25%. Most of the situations that I see in the customer today, they are loan is like 60-65%, so they have to fork out more down payment, which is 35%. I'm very sorry that I need to speak very fast because I'm trying to end this video fast because I need to go for appointment. So if you need to slow down, you can go playback and put slower. If you want faster, you can go playback speed and go faster lah. Okay, if you don't know, you can actually adjust the speed lah. Huh? On your phone lah, I think on TV cannot. On TV cannot lah. Okay, so you see, no need to increase income ceiling ma, because all the big units are being sold out. So what the government need to do is, now the current calculation for EC new launch is 30% MSR, 30 years max tenure. The government should do maybe 35 or 40% MSR, or the government can use a different calculation to increase the loan amount so that the lower income people can afford the EC, okay? Means the lower income, like if you are 13k or 14k, then you can afford the 3-bedroom deluxe or the 3-bedroom premium lah, because you can borrow more money mah, okay? So I think this is the direction, should not increase income ceiling, okay? Okay, so that's it for today's video. 15 minutes, very good. Next video is going to be interesting. I'm going to share with you a lot of things that has happened and successfully ended. I don't want to talk so much about it, and I'm going to share with you what is happening to the market, what is the chain effect. And maybe in the next video, I'm going to share with you what will happen in the next 3 months. So January is a interesting but not interesting month. Okay, next week you'll know. But on new launch, basically, there was nothing much in January. It was only Costa Cabana, and I think now there's some launches, but those are not the very interesting or prime launch, so not much people talk about it. Okay, so if you like my video, hit the like button, subscribe button. I see you in the next episode, and thank you, we hit 16,000 subscribers. Okay, and again, thank you to all my clients. I shared a lot in the Telegram group, but thank you for the charity ambassador award from PropNext also. Okay, so continue to help people if you can, help others if you can, whether is it with money or whether is it using your time or your effort whatsoever. Okay, I think if you can help people, you have the ability, please do so, okay? So thank you, hit the like button, subscribe button, I'll see you in the next episode, and bye-bye.